The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Are you ready to predict that you're going to get the 1237 and more when it comes to delegates?
Well, I've been saying that for a month. I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to get it fairly easily. And I think we're going to have an amazing, I think we're going to do great in Indiana. I think we're going to do great in California. And I think there's some states in between that we're going to get.
Are you going to start turning your attention now to Hillary Clinton and the general election?
A little bit. I want to finish off the final two leftovers. Two guys that shouldn't be here, and, you know, for the sake of the Republican Party, they shouldn't, because we want to unify the Republican Party. But I have two people that are still here, hanging around, as the expression goes, and not going to get anywhere, but it's going to take time, and, you know, it's a process. You have to wait a week, and then you have to wait another week. Instead of that, we could be raising money for the Republican Party, a lot of it. I have a lot of friends who would give a lot of money to the Republican Party, and, you know, they're not going to do it until they find out whether or not I win. I have friends that are going to give tremendous amounts of money to the Republican Party.
Yeah, were you surprised last night by the scope of the victories?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, the scope was fantastic. You know, I was told if I get 50, it's good. And I was told that you couldn't get 50 in all of them because, you know, getting 50, Joe, you and I discussed this, and I discussed it at length last night. But getting 50 is very tough when you have three people.
Right.
And, you know, if you look at where I won by 60 and 62, and last week it was 62 in New York, and you have three people, I mean, if you had 62 and you had one person, that's considered a landslide victory, right? You know, if you win by 5 points, well, you know, if you're 1-on-2, it would be, really, really amazing. Now, I mean, if you win on a 1-and-1 by 5 points, that's considered pretty much of a landslide, right? So I'm getting, you know, essentially 60% against two other candidates. That's pretty amazing.
Are you at this
point? That's Donald Trump, of course, commenting with Joe Scarborough and Morning Joe about how well he did last night. Scott, all but six delegates, huh?
All but six. Rhode Island, he didn't win them all in Rhode Island.
That's just not fair. That's not fair because he didn't get, 96% of the vote, right? He only got 60%. You know, I'm only using his argument, you know, because the numbers, it's like if it works in your favor, then, you know, that's just the rules. That's the way it works. You get him on the top side, right?
Well, in Rhode Island, he still did get 63% of the vote. Mm-hmm. Almost 64%. So, yeah. But they have it to where you can't get them all. It's all broken down by percentage. So,
well, he says that he considers himself the presumptive nominee, absolutely, quote unquote. And he says it's time for Cruz and Kasich to graciously bow out. But they're going to hold on. They're not quite convinced that he's going to have the numbers. But well, I'll tell you, I don't. For them, it's a hope and a prayer. I mean, they're really hoping, hope upon hope. But even if he was to absolutely blow, and it's not going to happen, that he blows Indianapolis, or Indiana, mm-hmm. I should say, that he's not going to, you know, continue on with the numbers, because a lot of the scenarios have said, hey, let's just take Indiana out of the picture, because that seems to be the Waterloo there for Ted Cruz. Let's give that to Ted Cruz. Even if you give it to Ted Cruz, the number, I mean, first of all, Kasich and Cruz, there's no way they're going to get those numbers. And Donald Trump is off and rolling. He's collecting delegates, buddy. What do you think?
Well, there's 616 still available. And by my count, Cruz needs right around 700 and 660 670 votes. So.
Right.
It seems like the tidal wave of Trump is off and rolling.
You got it. Hey, this is Bill Martinez, Scott Burdick with us, back at the mothership, holding things together, keeping us out of trouble. Hey, we've got a whole lot to talk about this hour. Thank you for joining us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork. You've heard me talk about them often and will continue to do so. I just so believe in what they're doing. They have 21 buses out there near abortion clinics, and they're offering women a true alternative. I mean, let's give them some information. Let's let them understand what is happening and why they feel uneasy instinctively about going through with this abortion. And, you know, what they'll do is offer women a free sonogram. They're not going to get a free sonogram at Planned Parenthood, let me tell you, at an abortion clinic. They're not going to bring them in and say, here, let me show you what we're going to take out of you. That's not going to happen. So the Save the Stork people and organization, they give the women the truth in a most loving way to say, here's what's going on. 85% of the women that see the baby that is growing in them just say, I can't do this. I cannot go through with this. They change their mind. They choose life. And the other thing that I appreciate, and you heard us talk with Abby Johnson about this, you know, when she worked for Planned Parenthood, the thing that disturbed her was she had a heart for the women. She says, well, what do we do? Is there any follow-up, you know, after the women have an abortion here at Planned Parenthood? Do we do any? Oh, no, we don't do that because we'd open up something that, you know, could work against us. You know, that's not advisable. Don't go there. Well, all Abby was thinking is, look, here's a fellow woman on the journey of life. They've gone through this with mixed emotions, everything, you know, involved with the process and everything. Shouldn't there be just a decent human kind of follow-up contact to say, hey, how you doing? Whatever, you know, is there anything we can do to help you? Is, you know, whatever, just to make, because she understood instinctively there was more to the situation. Abby, of course, since in her story and a couple of books that she's written, left Planned Parenthood, and now she's an activist for life. And she has a new book that's out as well, and that's why we were talking to her about it. But, you know, I was really impressed with her, how vulnerable and how open that she has become. Because there's just something absolutely freeing when you're dealing with the truth. And the thing that really surprised me was, you know, I asked her, I said, when you worked with Planned Parenthood, were you aware that they were selling baby parts? She says, absolutely. I mean, there was no hesitation whatsoever about it. I mean, here's the question. Were you aware? Absolutely, this was going on. So all the selling of baby parts and everything that, you know, some people want to say, hey, that's not right. And David Delight needs to be in jail. So he's in jail and Planned Parenthood is exonerated somehow. And we continue to give our tax dollars, our hard earned tax dollars to support, you know, this kind of nefarious act. And somehow it's OK. And they're trying to do everything they can to get around it and go into this pretzel logic, as Justice Antonin Scalia would call applesauce, this applesauce kind of logic to make sense out of what they're doing, which is unethical. It's immoral. But that's what they do. But getting back to Save the Storks, you know, they're there as an alternative to give women, to empower, truly empower women and give them this information. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop at the sonogram. They go on and they travel that journey with them to help them through their decision. And now that they've chosen life, what does that look like? Are they going to raise the child themselves? Do they need some services? Are they going to put the baby up for adoption? who do they need to connect with, and they're there to help them out. I love this organization. I love what they're doing. They have 21 buses right now, another 21 online getting ready to be set out across this country. And I just ask you, will you get on the bus with us? Can you do that? Get on the bus with us. Give them a call at 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call. That's 844-578-6757. Save the Storks. And you can go to SaveTheStorks.com for more information. Also, speaking of the show and emails and all that good stuff, because we love to hear from you, we've got a special promotion going on right now, Climate Hustle. A rather informative presentation on 400 screens across the country. It's a Fathom event. It's going to happen next Monday, January the 2nd. I want to invite you. All you got to do, make sure you go. And if you want some free tickets, all you got to do is just send me an email. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Send me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, send me the tickets. And, we're going to put you in a drawing. We're going to, give away the tickets that way. I think that's the only fair way we can. Because a lot of the show, though there's, many markets, we're in 272 markets across the country. I think growing because we added three more. Thank you very much, WMEL in Titusville, Florida. They added another hour. We're on from 9 to 11 Eastern time there. And a couple of other markets were added yesterday as well, and we're really excited about that, including San Francisco. So a lot of the stations, carry us sometimes on a delayed basis. So in order to kind of make it fair for all our listeners, we say, okay, let's do it by email, and we'll give away the tickets there. So send me an email, tell me you want the tickets, and hopefully you're a winner, 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 chicken dinner and all that, and you get to go to the movies for free. Why not? And you're going to be greatly informed, especially if you are a a global warming, climate change, whatever term you want to use, kind of skeptic. I think this is really good because it's solid information from people who have not been bought off with our tax dollars, which is kind of amazing, right? I mean, we're paying people to lie to us. I mean, that's really what this amounts to. And surely I chuckle because I think it's just so disturbing. But that's what's happened to our country. We just allow ourselves to be fooled. And it's one thing to allow yourself to be fooled, but it's another thing yet when we say, hey, look, we're going to pay you to fool us. We're going to give you the money, and we're going to support this kind of ideology and this kind of presentation. I'm just not for that. I mean, let's spend the money in a right way. Let's spend the money. Let's invest the money. Okay, not spend it. Let's invest it. Because I believe that's what taxpayer dollars should do. They should be invested. I don't care if it's poverty. I don't care if it's immigration. Whatever it is, that money should be invested. And when you invest it, guess what you expect? A return, okay? Anybody that puts money in as an investment, they expect a return on that investment. And this is what's happened, America. We have not held our politicians accountable and say, hey, where's my money? We gave you money. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of these guys are very wealthy. They become very wealthy, and women, Nancy Pelosi, thank you very much. And how do you think they conduct their business? You think for a minute that they give you a dollar and don't expect something back? I mean, who was it that told us the story about Nancy Pelosi, Scott, when she was a young kid and she was there in her father's office? Was it Horace Cooper that told us that, I think?
I think it was Horace. I believe it was.
Told us the story about her being in her daddy's office there when he was the mayor, and people would call him up and ask for money, and he'd put little Nancy Pelosi, wasn't Nancy Pelosi at the time, but little Nancy on the phone, and Nancy would pick up. I mean, 7 years old, how precocious is that? And she would just, very boldly ask the person, 7 years old, I mean, he's talking to an adult, says, okay, what do you got for us? I mean, she was trained very early in life how the wheels of government ran. It's quid pro quo. And, though you say, oh, my goodness, that's not supposed to happen. Come on. We know it's happening. This is why we have such a distrust in government, because we see what it's all about. I mean, you talk about the top 1%. I mean, they want to have you look somewhere else. But where you need to look at is at the root of the problem. And they're very much a part of that problem. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. The very policies that they enact, though they say, hey, I'm for the middle class and we're going to help, people rise up and we're going to help the poor and everything. But yet their policies continue to devastate the very people they target. It's almost like, Scott, it's almost like you don't even want to be on their radar, right? You don't want to be part of the target. Because if you're part of the target and you're the chosen people, they find a way to decimate you. And in the process of doing that, it gives them more government funds that gets what? They get to dole out to their buddies. That's what makes the world go around, makes them happy. And they seemingly seem like, oh, my goodness, they're doing such a great work for all of us. Oh, the lies continue. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero.
I've got to hear Richie Valens for a little bit. I tell you, you know, you put a guitar in a Hispanic. This is what Hispanics learn. This is the first song we learned. We learned La Bamba. I mean, you're not part of the family. You can't eat tortillas, churros, no piñatas for you, buddy. You got to know how to play La Bamba. I mean, and you know, just do the Richie Valens act. Why not? Hey, welcome back, America. It's 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got to talk about small businesses, and we've got an expert with us that's going to be sharing some top tips and resources to help small business owners grow, because that's you know, with business, it is so dynamic. Okay, you're either growing or you're losing ground. There's no such thing as, hey, I'm doing as well as I did last year. That, you know, you just can't be the same. You either grow or you die. That is the nation. That is the nature. And it's Small Business Week, May the 1st through the 7th. And Kalon Gibson is with us. He's been with us before, and it's always good to have him with us. He's Third Bank Senior Vice President and Head of Business Banking. Kalon, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Are you there? Okay. Well, as any small business owner can attest, starting or growing a business is no easy task. That being said, there are countless resources available that many small business owners are neglecting. In fact, according to a recent survey by Fifth Third Bank, most small business owners aren't taking advantage of resources that could help alleviate many of the biggest problems that business owners face today. Now, nearly 40% of small business owners surveyed say that they struggle with growing revenue or increasing profits. More than 80% said they never worked with a community resource group to help formulate their business plan or strategy. So do we have Kalab back? Are we connected? They're connected, but he went out for coffee or something. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep stretching for time here. Okay. All right. For small businesses, by the way, cash flow and access to working capital are two of the most important ingredients for success. Yet, you got to know that. I mean, you know, that's the lifeblood of any kind of business. 76% of the survey used personal savings, retirement funds to start the business, which is not unusual. 60% would use personal savings to inject capital into their business, while 28% would use a credit card, and only 13% would seek out a bank loan. Okay, so with this information, there's some things that we need to better understand. So do we have Kalon with us now? Okay, we're still waiting for Kalon. We have him, and he's disappearing. Maybe he's doing two interviews at the same time because he's just such a genius. And as I mentioned, Kalon is the Fifth Third Bank Senior Vice President and Head of Business Banking. So Kalon Gibson is with us right now. There is a sighting, and we do have him now with us, right, Kalon?
I am here. Thank you, Bill. I'm really excited to be back on your show again.
Hey, always good to have you in. But you got some good stuff to share with us here regarding the survey. And, of course, Small Business Week, the very backbone of this country, and what it's going to, you know, what we can look to really see if our country is going to be revived and we're back on track again, Kalon. So you are the business expert. So why is Small Business Week and the success of small business so important to Fifth Third Bank?
You know, you mentioned it, Bill. You know, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They're the backbone of our communities. They generate a significant amount of job opportunities for us, and quite frankly, they support a lot of our communities. So Fifth Third really encourages, particularly during Small Business Week, May 1st through 7th, for all of us to support our local small business so we can make sure that we're supporting the organizations that's helping our communities grow.
You know, Kalon, what I love about small business and the people, the entrepreneurs that are, you know, that are dreaming those dreams, they're the very seeds of the big dreams that we see tomorrow, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love about this space, particularly with dealing with entrepreneurs, you're right, it's the curiosity, it's the possibilities that they're imagining for the future. And I tell you, these are great folks who are coming up with great ideas that's just going to transform our economy.
You know, I mean, you know, what happens with small business people is that I always say, you know, they talk in politics about that 3 a.m. in the morning phone call. Small business entrepreneurs always get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because they find themselves staring at the ceiling tiles because the vision of the business and what they want to do for the community and their family, that thing haunts them. It will not go away, and it keeps them up at night dreaming big dreams. to realize this. I mean, this is why, you know, as you point out in this survey, why so many small business owners have so much skin in the game. I mean, it's out of their own personal savings. They'll use credit cards. They're going to go to mom and dad or grandma, whatever resources they can drum up in order to realize that dream, because that nightmare, and I say only nightmare because only because it keeps them up at night, but I mean it in a gentle and positive sort of way. That awakening that happens to them every day until they start realizing, you know, their dream, it just haunts them until they do it, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's a scary stat. So, you know, with the survey, you're right, 76% of small businesses use their retirement and personal savings to to fund their businesses. So one of the things that we do at Fifth Third, we really want to encourage business owners to take advantage of some of these other resources that are available to them. You know, a great resource is the SBA. So that's the Small Business Administration, backed by the government. They have over $30 billion there to lend to organizations. Fifth Third, we've used that program significantly. We've lent over $2 billion last year to small businesses. There's a lot of resource groups that's out there as well, because you're right, they're thinking about their businesses 24 hours, and they really just need sometimes some strategic direction or even just a framework to help them put their thoughts together. Mm-hmm. So we really encourage the use of some of these resources that are out there, organizations like SCORE, small business development centers, what have you. And we think so much of this ourselves that we've actually committed $7 million to
right.
organizations like SCORE and the small business development centers.
Well, and that's the thing. Thanks to Fifth Third Bank, I mean, you have a lot of resources available, and all you're guilty of is you're saying, hey, the door's open. Come in. We're here to help. We understand what it is to be an entrepreneur, to be a small business owner, and we're here to provide resources and information that can make sure that that you get past the five-year mark, because the facts still remain that, what is it, 85% of small businesses within 5 years will be out of business. And I think about all that investment and heart that they put into it, but yet with a little bit of planning and exercising the resources that would be available to them, they can get back, you know, get past that five-year mark and destroy that statistic that is so lethal to the development of small businesses.
No, I agree. I think one of the major tips that I try to share with small business owners who are either growing their business or looking to start a business is to develop a relationship with a banker, you know, any banker, right? Because these guys have so much information, they can connect you to a great accountant, a great attorney. And I'll tell you that if you develop that relationship early on, the likelihood of success goes up significantly.
Exactly. It is, it's still, I mean, and they ought to know that, because in their own business, it's about relationships. It's about networking. And why would you not want to include your personal banker in that circuit, right?
No, absolutely. And I'll tell you, from that survey again, I mean, 43% of business owners get their advice from family and friends. You know, less than 5% get them from bankers and some of these small business resource groups. So you're right. You think it's obvious, right? No, you go to a banker, you go to SCORE, you go to SBA.gov, but the information is just not getting to them. And I think that kind of leads to the stat that you used, that a lot of them are failing. But I really believe the use of these resources, developing that relationship with a banker, significantly improves your chances of succeeding.
Well, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with another business expert, Kala, and it's about, you know, being successful. And I've always maintained that if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. They've done it beforehand, and there are, you know, some patterns, there's some models that can prove very successful. And you, Kala, have been very instrumental in helping small businesses do that. Where can the good people go and find more information so that they can realize their dreams?
So SBA.gov is great, score.org, and then also 53.com/business.
Well, Kala Gibson, the Senior Vice President, Head of Business Banking for Fifth Third Bank. He's been in banking for over 24 years, so he knows what he's talking about, and this is a powerful survey. Take that information, use it to your advantage, and be successful with your small business. Kala Gibson, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hand over my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. You lead, I follow. Just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every morning, hot 28. I mean, I'm just like, you know, just one of those good pieces of bread that comes at you, even though I'm not supposed to be eating it these days. But, you know, I almost feel like Oprah. Sometimes you just want to say, in spite of not, you know, where people say, not supposed to eat bread. You know, you say, well, okay, I'm going to eat bread anyway, and, you know, just try to find other ways to manage it. I mean, for a long time, we got Bridget Johnson with us right now, Washington editor for BJ Media. You know, Bridget, I was here for a while, along with this no bread thing. The wife unit says, you can't even have tortillas. I mean, a Mexican without tortillas?
No. Yeah.
I mean, that makes for a rather ornery and contentious environment. But for about 8 months, you know, and then finally I said, no, I surrender. I what I'm going to do is, if my body says it's okay, and I'm just going to listen to my body and do it. I mean, I'm not going to get crazy. You know, it's not like the old days when I was a little kid and my mother would make, you know, a batch of fresh tortillas that probably went up almost a foot high. Okay.
Oh.
And these are hot off the griddle, and they were so inviting that the kids in the neighborhood, they could smell them, you know, from zip codes away, and they would come in they wouldn't even knock on the door. They would just come in and, well, almost like zombies, tortillas. So, it was so much fun. But yeah, those days are over. I mean, my mom's, she'll be 92 this year, bless her heart. And, so we don't get tortillas these days, so we just have to find other ways. But, yeah, so there's peace in the Martinez household once again that, you know, Bill Martinez has got his flour tortillas now, so all is well.
Yeah, I won't tell you that I was watching the primary last night, tearing into a thing of French bread and drinking a Pacifico.
Oh. Well, you know, sometimes life can be so simple, you know, Bridget. Yeah, really, exactly. Well, especially last night, you watch those. You're watching the primaries and watch what goes on, and it sadly has become too much of a circus for something that is so serious as you know, voting for the next president, isn't it?
Yep, it has. And but you know, we've basically seen how drastic the stakes are with the foreign policy that's going on the side that's not really getting any news.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, and North Korea's taking advantage of this. I mean, they're ramping up and they're pounding their chest. I mean, this is Saddam Hussein all over again, Bridget. And, you know, they're going to bring this thing to a head, you know, and then not to mention then you got some knucklehead pilots, fighter pilots, you know, from Russia that are zooming, you know, our naval aircraft. And I got to tell you, the ability of the commander to be very prudent and not want to fire on those jets. I got to think that if the tables were turned, Russia would be bombing out our airplanes.
Those Navy photos that they released afterwards were incredible of how close those planes were. I mean, it was like, you know, the old Far Side cartoon of objects in your rearview mirror are closer than they appear.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, so all this stuff is going on, you know, Iran is getting money, you know, that people say they don't deserve, and these other side deals that are coming out. You know, the recent release of these 28 pages were, or at least talked about, not fully released. I mean, there's probably more black on them than anything else, but still there's 28 pages there that, really makes, you know, puts the Saudis in a bad light, Iran in a bad light. And I mean, here we are, as Michael Rubin would say, we're negotiating with rogue regimes. And we get what we deserve.
Yeah. And, you know, I just have to mention, too, that, you know, recently Defense Secretary Ash Carter was talking to some troops overseas, and he was just like, well, it's not the U.S.'s place to intimidate people. You know, we should bring everybody in. And this is in the context of basically inviting China to our military exercises while China is hacking us and trying to steal stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, and it's okay if we come, you know, if the Chinese come and we bring our cameras, right? We can bring plenty of our cameras.
Exactly.
You imagine, I am convinced, and I've been convinced most of my life, because, you know, I grew up in Southern California, not that far away from Disneyland, and the Chinese would come in droves, and they would just all have cameras. And I said, they're really not taking tourist pictures here. This is all surveillance. I'm sure this is underwritten by the government. They go, oh, you're going to the United States, free film. We're going to give you all the film you need, you know. Don't worry about Kodak. We got you covered. And so they give them free film, and they're just out there, you know. Who needs these expensive surveillance airplanes hovering overhead? Man, we got people at the ground floor level coming in, you know, taking pictures like crazy. I mean, we already know they steal information. They're hacking into our internet and private emails and whatever, on and on. And we're going to say, oh, no, they're not close enough. Let's just bring them, and we'll let them, you know, train with our military.
And we don't even publicly acknowledge in the administration that China is conducting cyber war on us. You know, it's branded as, like, cyber mischief or, you know, some
lower grade
that gets you demerits instead of detention.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's only a little bit of offense. You know, we shouldn't worry too much about that, right?
Yeah. But, you know, Carter was acknowledging in a February talk at Camp Pendleton, he was just like, he acknowledged that, you know, God forbid, in his words, you know, a big war with the North Koreans, because it would be a very big war. He's like, so it's not something that you wish to occur, but we have to take everything seriously. But, you know, at this point, it just feels like, you know, first of all, this Asia pivot from the administration is just, yeah, nice job with that.
Right, exactly.
And
how's that working for you?
Are you trying to push this war, this confrontation, into the next administration?
Exactly.
That's kind of what it's feeling like at this moment.
Well, again, it's peace through strength, and we've abandoned that concept altogether because we're operating under the theory. That's one thing about this administration, Bridget, that I take exception with, is that, you know, let's just ignore the facts. Let's ignore the empirical evidence. Let's just go around with this new theory that I think comes out of the coffee rooms of the halls of academia. We're back in the teacher's lounge. They all sit around and say, gosh, what a world it could be, you know, if we all just got together and learned all 56 verses of Kumbaya, and everything would be rosy. you know, hey, guess what? You're the only one that's singing out of that hymnal. The other opposing forces, guess what? Their hymnal, that's not even included. You know, they're just march on. We're going to dominate. We're going to take over you. We want you off the face of the planet.
Yeah, their diplomacy over at the State Department has kind of always relied on this and under Kerry and under this Better Act that, oh, everybody can be negotiated with. Really? Kim Jong-un can be negotiated with when
right.
he's absolutely that crazy?
Yeah, right.
Vladimir Putin can be negotiated with when he basically wants a return to the power of the Soviet Union. You know, Erdogan can be negotiated with when he's an Islamist who wants to take away every secular gain that Turkey has made.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's really no different than when you have, if I can bring it to this level, let's just, you know, we talk about it in a worldly perspective, but we deal with these issues ourselves on a daily basis. I mean, the divorce rate is up over 50%. The reason it is because you get somebody that says, you know what, I don't like you, I don't want to be married to you. What do we negotiate at that point? All we're negotiating is the division of property, you know, and who's going to watch the kids. You know, if I hate you, I don't love you, I don't want anything to do with you, that pretty well shuts the door on negotiations. And this is what the other side is telling America, and we're just like, we're, as someone said, we're like the battered housewife. We're into this battered housewife syndrome complex here that somehow says that you really didn't mean to abuse me. You really didn't mean to blow, you know, our soldiers out of the water. You didn't mean to, you know, run two airplanes into the trade towers in New York. You know, what are we thinking here?
Yeah, and you know, now we have North Korea ready to go ahead with a fifth nuclear test, according to South Korea's president. And the White House response to it is just sort of like, well, the same as it's always been.
Yeah.
You know, well, we're being really tough on them, and we could, you know, kind of ramp it up. And you know, we've expressed our strong concern about their provocative actions. We'll, you know, pull together the international community for another strongly worded resolution at the UN Security Council,
right.
Which brings us back to the movie Team America.
Exactly. Well, I like your headline. I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, let's take a look at this. If North Korea conducts their fifth nuclear test, I mean, not their first, second, third, we're going to let them have five. And then after five comes the sixth, and you and I will be back, and you'll say, but, you know, the president really means it. The line is in the sand, you know, the tenth. That's the final one, right? We just keep on counting. Bridget Johnson with us, the Washington editor for BJ Media. Thank you, Bridget. This is Bill Martinez.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with. Ironically enough, let me tell you, I, over the years of doing this radio show, have had kind of missed opportunities. I say missed opportunities because I was supposed to be talking to his son on many occasions, and some last minute things came about, including a wedding, which got in the way of an interview with his son. But I guess I was supposed to be talking to his father before I spoke with his son. And his father has just written just a really heartfelt book. Gives you an inside look at the Vujacics, the family. Very vulnerable, writing here on what Boris and his wife, his family, and Nick, what they've gone through in raising the perfectly imperfect child, facing challenges with strength, courage, and hope. Boris Vujacic, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let me read the inside of the flap of the jacket of your book, because I think this will set the stage here in the ears and the hearts of our listeners. It says, this book is told from the perspective of a humble father who at times questioned God and his own worthiness. This book addresses the unique challenges of raising a special needs child. Facing a mountain of doubts and debt, the Vujacics feared their son would never be able to get out of bed, let alone receive an education, support himself, or have a family of his own. And they questioned how a loving father in heaven could have allowed this to happen. Yet once they gave up their narrow expectations for the perfect child, their imperfect son taught them that there are no limits to what a determined, faith-filled, and unstoppable individual can accomplish with the help of supportive parents and a caring God. Boris, I wanted to read that because I think it sets the stage perfectly for what your family went through. I mean, you're going through this. Your wife, Dushka, was a, and I'm saying that right, correct, Dushka?
Dushka, yes.
Yeah. I mean, she was a midwife, and so, so she understood this, and as she's going through the pregnancy, doctors say everything's normal. It's all good. And then, right?
Yes.
So you're confidently moving along. You're not even thinking in a million years there could be any surprises other than Dishka said, I think the baby's lying a little bit low. But other than that, you know, hey, things are going okay and moving along. And so now here Nick is born, and you're in for a bit of a shock.
Absolutely. All true, yes. That's exactly what happened. We, in fact, Dishka, when she was at her last thing, 38 week or so, when she had the examination, they said, oh, do you want to know the sex of the baby? She said, sure. And so they said, well, this one is easy to tell. The legs are not in the way. It's a boy. And little did we know that there is no limbs anyway.
Yeah.
So in all that excitement, she forgot to say, hey, show me the legs. And she actually had intended, her intention was at the time to ask, actually, show me the, you know, arms, legs, and everything. But with all that excitement, she's forgotten to ask. And so we knew it was a boy. We prepared the room in all lovely blue colors and all of that. And then we were there for a big surprise when he came to this world.
Well, Boris, you know, and that reflects pretty much what you just shared, is that, you know, when we have children, you know, are all the fingers there, the toes there, arms, legs? I mean, you know, whether it's a boy or a girl, you just want everything to be there. But God had a different plan for the Voyacheks, didn't he?
Well, it turns out to be exactly that. We certainly didn't know at the time any plan at this stage, and this is what Nick himself has found, that, you know, though he's different, and obviously, you know, what we term to be a normal child, that is, with all of the limbs or bits and pieces that we would consider as a normal person, the person that is actually lacking some of these things, without perception, we see them as imperfect and kind of maybe not as able to do a lot of things and be as influential. It just turns out that he's quite influential and able to help and motivate others with his condition, to share his experience and his life, and still to be happy and still to be a father and a husband and live really a successful and a fulfilled life, which actually we have all learned through the experience in raising him up to really recognize that what we consider normal and with limbs and everything else, all the qualities or whatever faculties that we may consider normal, is not necessarily a guarantee for one to be really happy. It is really finding the purpose of life being the most, I think, important part that really taught me quite a lesson, that a lot of people who are special children or individuals in such a way as we may term imperfect could well be way ahead of some of us who are considered to be quote-unquote normal.
Again, we're reminded that our children are a gift from God, and the best gifts come from heaven above. And though we may not initially see it, because, you know, I'm sure for you, here it is, your son's born, no arms, no legs, and the medical profession, they had a prognosis for your son as well, didn't they?
Well, they kind of did, yes. They pretty much put the ladies on the table saying from the medical aspects, that, you know, this is the situation. He basically won't be able to move and so on, would require really care and so on, and there will be medical expenses and required time from us and everything else. And everything seemed fairly bleak, and they didn't really have anybody else to refer us to as an experience to look at, look up to, and so on, to check how did this other, you know, couple go with their child or something like that. So pretty much, yeah, what you said is quite true. There isn't much that gave us hope for success, and we felt very inept in that regard. So their real suggestion to us was, you know, hey, if you don't feel that you can manage to raise this child and so on, you know, just hand him over for an adoption. That was kind of their suggestion to us.
And, of course, he was born in Australia, and there is some aid available there that the country offers. So these were all considerations. But fortunately for you and Dushka, you knew the Father in heaven. And rightfully, you'd say, okay, God, what are you doing to us? What is this all about? And all the doubt, all the fear, as you say, just I got to imagine, would have to overwhelm you as you get through the process and getting your head around, okay, how are we going to manage this, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it was quite a shock because of this belief. It's like a bad dream. It appeared initially. Hey, you know, what have we done wrong? Is God punishing us? What is the purpose of this child and all of that? And then, you know, coming to terms and accepting him as our child, we just wanted to do, and with the support of the family and friends that we had, we just wanted to, you know, provide the best for him. And this is where the whole focus changed from grieving, being in shock and even angry to an extent and asking questions, not being able to really have an answer, still not having an answer really what the purpose is. We have accepted and wanted to move on from there on, but whatever it is, we want to do our best and we'll just wait on God. And And we still believe that, you know, there's got to be some purpose, because we know the scripture says that, you know, in even the bad things in life, it says it can turn into a blessing. And
exactly.
So we just have to wait in faith to walk kind of every day, daily, and wait for that time.
And Boris, you make that turn, you start to get your brain around it, but then you have a child that you're taking with you out into public, and they see this child as an imperfect child, no arms, no legs, and I'm sure you and your wife had to guard your hearts and not let people's shock deal with it. You're living with it every day, so you're kind of, you know, you're kind of adapting. But when people out in the public see Nick for the first time, they don't see Nick the way you and Dushka have come to see Nick.
That is true. We all get conditioned, as you say, exactly. It always is a shock initially to anybody that sees anybody that kind of looks a little bit different, and that is a normal reaction. So, but we didn't want to be distracted with that. We just went on with it, and sometimes people, you know, stare, sometimes people question and so on, but we wanted to, and we even answered to them, you know, that basically this is how Nick is and we have accepted him the way he is. So that was really necessary for us, but it's also, I think, very good for the society. I'm really glad that in the late, you know, 90s, actually late 80s and early 90s, that Australian government has started to move into integration of disabled children into normal streamlined schools. They were more visible in the public rather than being segregated and shoved aside and so on. And this is, you know, this is a social issue that actually has revolutionized our view towards, I think, disabled people.
Well, Boris, don't you find it a bit ironic where you maybe had to explain Nick to people when he was growing up, and today it's almost like people have to explain themselves to Nick, because here's a kid who has done the impossible, like you say. He's told by doctors he's not going to move, you're going to have to, you know, somehow get some extra care. I mean, there isn't anything that Nick can't do. I mean, I've seen him thrown in, you know, a swimming pool, and he swims, and I mean, he manages to get himself around. I mean, and you see all these different things that he's been able to do, and the blessing that he's not only been to the body of Christ, to your family, but to other people who don't believe in the power of God. And it's hard not to look at Nick Vujicic and to really appreciate the Vujicic family and not believe there is a God of the universe who's walked you through every step of the way. Boris, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. We're going to have it linked at our site at BillMartinezLive.com. Raising the Perfectly Imperfect Child Facing Challenges with Strength, Courage, and Hope. Thanks.
Plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, ProFlowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.